The driving question over the last several years, and the one that's rising again loudly as biologists warn that 2017 could be the lowest king salmon run on record, is why is the king run on the Kuskokwim so low?
Simple answer is we really don't know.
Zach Liller leads Kuskokwim research for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
We expected the return to be very similar to last year,
when an estimated 177,000 kings swam up the river. Instead, halfway through this season's run, we're seeing numbers similar to 2013, the year the king salmon stock crashed, and just over 90,000 of the fish ran the Kuskokwim. Why was the predicted run so much higher than the return? Locals were concerned that state fish biologists were being too optimistic early on, months before the first king showed up on the river. The models that predicted this season's forecast are currently under review by third parties. Fish and Game Commissioner Sam Cotton says the state is discussing with federal managers how to provide fishing options for subsistence users while protecting the collapsing kings.
We are considering an opportunity to allow drift gill nets to target sockeye and chum salmon, and we recognize that there'll be some incidental catch involved with that. If you're using gill nets, that's just going to allow for some Chinook take as well.
So far this season, managers are seeing strong numbers for both sockeye and chums. Commissioner Cotton said another option the state will consider is an elder opening. That's when an elder goes fishing with a family member during a designated time to give elders a taste of fresh fish. As to concerns that conservation efforts to avoid harvesting salmon could be depleting whitefish, State Manager Aaron Potter said the state can't measure that. It has no data on whitefish populations in the Kuskokwim.
So really the best way that you could determine if the whitefish population is changing is through fishermen's observations?
Yeah, I think at this point that's an excellent way. That's the best indicator that we're going to have at this time.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is meeting with the Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission today to consider opening a gillnet opportunity.